This is Ozarks at Large. With COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations continuing to rise in Arkansas, reasons for vaccine reluctance are drawing attention. David Monteith, with our partner station KUAR in Little Rock, has more.
One of the reasons some Arkansans give for not getting one of the COVID-19 vaccines approved for use in the state is they've already contracted the disease and therefore have natural immunity. Mike Sema, chief epidemiologist for the Arkansas Department of Health, has heard this excuse in person.
Just personally, anecdotally, I hear that constantly from folks that I know have been infected.
Most people who contract the disease develop antibodies, which offer some protection against future infection. However, Dr. Jennifer Giovanni, a specialist at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, says that protection isn't always long-lasting.
So what we know about those antibodies is that there is very likely a period of time that provides protection from getting infected again. And we're not quite sure the length of that time, somewhere 6 to 12 months. But those levels of antibodies in the blood start to decrease with time.
Lower levels of protection from antibodies from a previous infection, combined with the increased contagiousness of the Delta variant, may be one reason reinfections are happening more frequently.
We are seeing more cases of reinfection both in the United States and globally. Many of those reinfections are detected or found, let's say, within certain groups of people that have repeat testing. So healthcare workers or employees at care facilities.
For many questions surrounding reinfections, the answers just aren't there. Testing for COVID-19 reinfections requires genomic sequencing testing on a scale not available in most states. Sequencing would allow scientists to distinguish between a new case of COVID-19 that might be caused by a variant, as opposed to an ongoing case, commonly referred to as long COVID. Sema says vaccines are the best path to herd immunity in the state.
Reinfection is possible. To what degree, I don't think is fully understood yet. So just from that alone, I would say that the best course of action for somebody who was infected previously is to get the vaccine and get both doses.
Pfizer, Moderna, and Janssen vaccines are all approved for use and widely available in Arkansas. In Little Rock, I'm David Monteith.